Good morning. Today is the 15th of March, 2019, Friday. The blessing of today's Sakar Muli. May you use every task. May you use in every task the blessing of a divine intellect and be filled with success by becoming Trikaldarshi, knower of the three aspects of time. Bab Dada has given every child the blessing of divine intellect. It is only with the divine intellect that you can know the Father, yourself, and the three aspects of time clearly. It is only with the divine intellect that you come to know the Father, yourself, and the three aspects of time clearly and also imbibe all powers. A soul with a divine intellect will first of all know the three aspects of time of every thought before putting it into action or words. The past and the future is as clear as the present for that soul. Because those with such divine intellects are knowers of the three aspects of time, they are always filled with success. So, Baba is talking about divine intellect. So we will look into the blessing today. Divine intellect plus Trikaldarshi equals success. And Baba said that when you have divine intellect, you come to know the self, the father, the three aspects of time, and you're able to imbibe all the powers. So we will look into what is divine intellect. So what are the types of intellects? Stone intellect and divine intellect. Right. So it is journey of stone intellect to divine intellect. When we receive knowledge, when we take spiritual birth, we receive divine intellect. It is with this power, this strength, that we are able to take Baba's knowledge and put it into practice. We are able to meditate. And so this divine intellect, if we use it, we are able to keep that with us. But if we don't use it, what happens? We lose it. Correct. So the strength that the divine intellect gives us is that it is able to, with the strength of divine intellect, it is able to, it enables us to reach our perfect stage. So the divine intellect gives us the power to have a pure vessel, a pure intellect. When my mind becomes pure, I'm able to have easy connection with Baba. And not just only a pure vessel which enables to have a connection with Baba, but also to retain that power, that love and light that we receive from Baba. Baba said you need a golden vessel to hold this knowledge. And so the golden vessel is the divine intellect that Baba gives us. So Baba said in today's Murli to have faith. Faith that it is the incorporeal Father is the one who is teaching us directly through Murli. So throughout the day, let me check what are my thoughts. And Rajyoga meditation, the great benefit is that it empowers the intellect. Through meditation, through practice, it increases the strength of our intellect. And so we are able to have knowledge and use that in a practical way. As Baba said in the blessing, we are able to imbibe all powers. And so it is that, how is it that we are able to imbibe powers? How do we use powers? It is when I need the power, it is available there. And then, at this moment, if I need the power to face, I'm able to face a situation, I'm not shaken by it. This is the strength that it provides. It is available at the time I need. And so, through meditation, it enables us to sharpen our intellect. When the intellect is sharp, it's able to decide. It's not confused. And so, the divine intellect, and as we increase, it gives us discernment power, and through this power, we are able to have clear mind. Baba said that the soul who is a knower of three aspects of time, Trikal Darshi, is the one who knows that the past and the future is clear to them just as the present. So once I have the clarity in my intellect, I'm able to know what happened in the past and what is going to happen in the future. I'm able to be nischint, means carefree. I am able to be a master in here. If I am not master in my own mind, will I be able to be an emperor in the golden age? Can I rule the world? Will my subjects listen to me? If my own karma indriya, my own features, my own senses, the touch, the smell, the words, the ears, if they don't listen to me, why would my subjects listen to me? So what is it that I need to do to become master of myself? I need to use my mind and intellect simultaneously. Baba says that to have an experience, you need to use your mind and intellect together. So mind thinks, I'm a soul, I'm a peaceful soul. It is the duty of the intellect to take you into that experience. And so, when I think of these thoughts of the soul and going to subtle region, going to soul world, and seeing Baba there in the soul world, the intellect, when it's there with that thought, it gives an experience. And so, how is it that, what is it that during the day that I practice so that I improve this divine intellect? So that, what is it that I do during the day that will enable me to have a greater experience. One of the way is, if I eliminate, if I drop out those thoughts which are not essential about the past and future. We think a lot about the past. We think 80% of the past and we think 15% of the future. We only live 5% in the present. We only use 3% of the full capacity of our brain, the scientists say. So how is it that I can use the full potential of my mind? The way to use it is to know the importance and then know the value of it. So I'm not just passing my day thinking anything, doing anything, and just being with anyone. So to understand that what is the thoughts and what are the types of thoughts, we have to be selective. We have to drop those thoughts which are not necessary, which are wasteful, which are not essential. And this is the way we will empower ourselves. One of the examples we can relate ourselves is that in the cars, in the four wheel, they have wipers. When are the wipers used? When there's a rain. When there is the wind, the glass is not clear. But to switch on the wipers, you need to use a switch. But nowadays, the cars have fitted with the sensor wipers. You know, the latest cars are fitted with sensor wipers, so it uses the wipers when it's required. When it feels the drops of rain, it uses the wipers. You don't require to use any switch. So, what is our sensor in spiritual life? Before, we used to use the tools. We used to use, suppose, SOS, stand back, steer, observe and steer. We used to use different points of knowledge to face a situation, an obstacle. And so, here, when we gain divine intellect, we are able to have this strength this is the sensor, the divine intellect. And we are protected from Maya. So, when Maya comes from a distance, we are able to sense. We are able to know that this direction is a wrong direction. This company is a wrong company. So, once it was shared that if my thoughts are projected in Diamond House screen, both screens in Diamond Hall, say Arvind Bhai's thoughts at 4 a.m. in the morning from Pandabhavan on 15th of March is displayed on both screens, what would it be? How would I feel? Everyone, all the seniors are there and they are looking and reading my thoughts. They're all projected on those two big screens. How would I feel? Am I ashamed? Do I feel guilty of what I thought? So, if you want to know the person, it is said the way they are, how they are when they're alone, is how they truly are. Check yourself. What am I thinking and what am I doing when I'm alone? because that's when nobody is looking at us. There's no one to judge us that what I'm doing, what I'm thinking. But let me see my perfect state and let me have the highest aim. Baba has selected me because he has seen something in me. And so what is it that Baba has selected me for? What is my purpose of life? If we are just living the life, doing our mundane things, is it worthwhile? This confluence age is an age where we can create our destiny. Yeah? Everyone agrees? What is the future? What is the destiny that I want to create for myself? And the divine intellect is like a coverage. You have internet at home, it goes to certain extent. Yeah? If you go beyond that range, the internet does not work. So what is the range in spirituality? What is that Lakshman Rekha that we need to stay in? What is it? Srimad. Baba's elevated directions. So, where does Srimad come from? Murli. Dadis and seniors have the fortune of staying with Brahma Baba Mama, the seniors, elevated souls. But we have the direct connection with Murli, God's versions. Today in Baba's Murli, Baba said, let me have the faith that it is the incorporeal Father who is teaching me. Do I have that intoxication that it is the Supreme Soul who is teaching me? Do I have that every day? What is it that he comes for? He comes to make us elevated. So, nowadays they have data on mobile, so you can use it anywhere. So wherever you are, what do? You stay connected. We stay connected with our friends through Facebook, social media, WhatsApp. Can I be online with Bab Dada constantly? Check yourself. Am I online? Is my Wi-Fi switched on? Am I covered with Baba's protection? In foreign lands, the couples, they hold hands. So my partner is Shiv Baba. What is Shiv Baba's hand? Does he have a hand? Baba's hand is Srimad. Am I holding Baba's hand every day? Through the divine intellect, I am able to have all powers. So I'm able to use the power that I require. And in the blessing, Baba said, those who know the three aspects of time, for them, the past and the future becomes clear as a present. And they think before they speak and action, before their words and actions. But we can also go one step forward, one step up. We think before we speak and before we action, but we can think before we think. We can't think before we even go there. We know that seeing this, seeing such films or such magazines, what will our thoughts go into? So, to think even before I think. The homework for today is to observe our own self. Do I have the ability to create thoughts that I wish to create? Or is my mind like a horse which likes to go in all directions? And if the mind is horse, how can I control my mind? Use the rope. The rope is held by the intellect. And so when I use this rope, my mind and intellect, my mind will come into control. So, divine intellect. D for deep-rooted. We will just summarize. Deep-rooted strength. Deep-rooted Srimat. When my base is based on Srimat, Maya will not attack. I for instrument. I become Nimit, an instrument. I become an example. Brahma Baba said, Jaisa karya main karunga, mujhe dekh aur karenge. As I do, so will others do the same seeing me. So am I such example that just seeing me, others will get inspiration? Is my eyes that of a deity? V for victory, jeet. It is said, man jeet, jagat jeet. If my mind is not in my control, then how can I order someone else? Baba said, in the evening, hold a court. The court of today, what I did. Of my indriya, of my senses. Have they been in my control or have they gone out? Hold a court. I for introversion. Antarmukhi, sada sukhi. Baharmukhi, sada dukhi. Kabhi kabhi. So, let me be introverted and stay in happiness, as introversion, as extroversion takes me into sorrow. And for newness, divine intellect brings newness in life, in everyday spiritual life. There is zeal and enthusiasm to do service. There is zeal and enthusiasm, there is motivation to practice new points that Baba gives us. This intellect becomes so transparent that it enables to catch Baba's signals through Murli and is able to put it into practice instantly at this moment. Today Baba said this, I must practice at any cost. E for economy. Not to waste thought, time, energy, money. And Baba said, when you have divine intellect plus the knower of three aspects of time, you will be filled with success. How do you measure success? When someone is successful, he will be revealed. He cannot be hidden. So my success is that I'm able to do whatever my mind wants to do, to accomplish whatever the desire I have, pure desires, the desire to be a good student, to the desire to be an instrument, the desire to lead a yogi life. So, today practice being a one with divine intellect. Om Shanti.